I don't understand. We used to be close, but we're drifting apart. It's breaking my heart, it's true. And you've become so morose. And I don't understand. We've been together for ever so long, but all is not well, and you will not tell me what's wrong. Please, won't you tell me what's wrong?
I tried time and time again, but you never listen.
I'm listening now.
All right. I have wanted to confide in you, to tell you how I've been feeling of late, but it seems that every time I try to...
You must prepare for your journey!
Oh, yes, of course. There's no time to waste. I'll sit here, shall I? Oh, I'm sorry, dear friend. Please go on.
Well, I'll admit that as children, we were inseparable.
Shall I put it
We shared
up?
Everything, our hopes, our dreams, our heart's desires. But as the years went by, you had less and less time for me, and more and more time for your royal court and your fancy balls and your studies and your suitors and your heart's accord and your horse. Life can be so unfair for a commoner, and in time...
Oh, they're both so beautiful and soft. What do you think?
I think you don't care what I think.
How cruel. Why would you say that?
Misery loves company.
I don't understand. You have all that a peasant could want. You have nothing to lose. The freedom to choose.
Good. I choose not to go on this jaunt.
Oh, no. That's different. That's a royal decree. Oh, no, not mine. It's my mother's command.
Uh-huh.
And here is the thing I cannot comprehend. While I'm all alone, you've an heir to a throne for a friend. Upon that you can always depend. You've an heir to a throne for a friend.
Agent, give us a hand, Vinula!
We used to be two peas in a pod, Tweedledum and Tweedledee. Birds of a feather, always together, forever and ever, amen. How could I have known our friendship was flawed? We were as close could be. We were like sisters then. Can't we be sisters again?
We were never sisters. You were a princess and I was your servant. Nothing more.
I don't understand. My dearest, you've changed. You're always unhappy and snappy and scrappy, and me, I'm feeling estranged. Come take my hand. This is something we need to discuss. Why so glum, and what is it that's come between us? I thought nothing could come between. Oh, Falada, you're magnificent!
As are you, my lady!
What a splendid sight you will make upon arrival at the king's palace!
The what? What king?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
You said we were going on a journey into the deep, dark, and dangerous forest.
Yes, but on the other side of that forest is an ailing king whose very life depends upon this. One of my mother's magic potions.
Not the rich and powerful king with the handsome son of marrying age.
The very one. And there's the rub. It is my mother's wish that by saving the king's life, I will gain his gratitude and confidence, thereby securing the hand of his son, the prince, in order to amalgamate our wealth and lands, and... I know what you're thinking. Why doesn't she just refuse? Well, with great privilege comes great responsibility, and... It's my destiny! This is my destiny! Shrink or reshape it. No, it is meant to be.
Meant to be.
You can depend on it, my dear. I'll marry that prince within the...
I changed my mind. I'm going with you.
What?
We're going on a journey.
I could come along and...
No, just the two of us. We'll be like two peas in a pod, Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
Attached at the hip.
Now let's take a trip.
Huzzah! Saddle your pony and then, while we are traveling abroad, we'll be as close can be.
We'll be like sisters.
Twins, not just sisters.